Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer.
That is Bill Scott Heron. The revolution will not be televised. Thank you for joining the Nancy Lockhart Show. I'm Nancy Lockhart. I may be reached via Twitter at Wrongful Convict. That's at Wrongful Convict. On Facebook, please go and like the Nancy Lockhart Show. And on Pinterest, Nancy Lockhart. I thought we'd cut our theme song short for the evening since we have a good little bit to talk about. If we have time at the end of the show, I will play that. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about, or our topic is actually an urgent call to action for Mumia Abu-Jamal. We have several people joining us. Brother Mazai, would you like to say hello?
Hello. First thing I'd like to say is blessings to ancestors and to all political prisoners and prisoners of war.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashe. Blessings to our ancestors. Brother Drew,
hey,
is that you joining us?
Yes. Hey, Nancy. I was just online listening and yeah, I'd like to say, you know, we shouldn't even have no political prisoners. We should have freed them a long time ago, but, yeah, I'm with you on the show.
Okay, thanks. Well, I guess first we're going to start with the fact that Mumia Abu-Jamal had been taken to the hospital a couple of weeks ago with excessively high blood sugar levels. His blood sugar levels were 700 and some. The Department of Corrections Medical Division or whatever is stating that he also has eczema. You can see the way his arms look in the slideshow. There is a before picture and an after, and we can all tell that there's been a very drastic change in his appearance and in his demeanor. You know, you can tell that he is sick, okay? So I'd like to start by saying rather quickly that day before yesterday, I made a few phone calls, and I ended up speaking with Sister Pam Africa. That was a pleasant conversation. She, you know, pretty much then referred me to Noel Harahana. And I spoke with her. I won't get into all of that. But then for some reason I felt led to call Mumia's brother, whose name is Keith Scott. I spoke with Mr. Scott, and I explained to him that I felt that the prison medical division was probably contracted out. Before we put the time into investigating that, I had the okay from him to go ahead and do that, okay? We investigated that, email addresses, proper contact persons, and that type of thing. Got the go-ahead, explained that, you know, we put together a flyer or whatever, and at that point ask individuals to contact Correctional Health Care Services, who is the contractor or subcontractor at Frackville, okay? And ask them to, you know, bring it to the president's attention, bring it to the director of the Frackville Division and the president of Correctional Health Care. This company is located in Tennessee. Demand that, you know, we that they treat Mumia for his illnesses. Number one, I can tell you it is not very hard to regulate blood sugars. I have diabetes myself. I've never had excessively high sugars such as the 700 level, but I actually spent and wasted a lot of time running around from doctor to doctor to doctor some years ago trying to figure out what was, you know, the problem. So between appropriate doctors, endocrinologists mainly, that specializes in diabetes, between that and a diet, one can definitely recoup from the way that you feel when your blood sugars are so high. Okay. Also, we've read that Mumia has a skin eczema. I can say that I've had that on one finger. The skin just cracks. It begins to bleed, and if it goes untreated, of course, it gets infected. Okay, so this is a very urgent medical matter, and they have a responsibility for treating our elder, our brother Mumia. And Brother Monza, I'd like to bring you on to talk about that responsibility that doctors have or medical professionals have.
Okay. I did some research and I bought up the medical code of ethics, but I won't go into that because that's long, and then it kind of... It's really deep, and some of it I couldn't even understand. But what I was able to find was the guidelines, and I will read those guidelines. Each practicing physician follows a moral ethic code whose basic premise is do not harm. The American Medical Association offers these guidelines in the following declaration of professional responsibility. We, the members of the world community of physicians, solemnly commit ourselves to respect human life and the dignity of every individual, refrain from supporting or committing crimes against humanity, and condemn all such acts. Treat the sick and injured with competence and compassion and without prejudice. Apply our knowledge and skills when needed, though doing so may put us at risk. Protect the privacy and confidentiality of those for whom we care and breach that confidence only when keeping it would seriously threaten the health and safety or that of others. Work freely with colleagues to discover, develop, and promote and advances in medicine and public health that ameliorate suffering and contribute to human well-being. And I won't do the last couple. You get the gist of what the code of ethics is, and the main thing is do not harm.
Mm-hmm. And not treating a patient is definitely harming a patient.
It's torture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for that information. That just shows us, you know, that there is this responsibility in the medical profession. They have the duty to take care of their patients, just as attorneys have a fiduciary duty to take care of clients, to do the best work for clients. Okay, so as you were talking, I kind of realized that I cut things off midstream. I'd like to get back to Mr. Keith Scott. So, Mr. Keith Scott, I made several phone calls. All of a sudden, he would not answer me. I had told him that, you know, we probably would be done with our research and everything in about 3 hours. Was a little bit late. Called, couldn't get an answer, emailed, didn't get a response. In other words, did all of the research, turned it over to him, and he refused to respond. I finally texted him, and the text that he sent back to me said that there were about six of them working together and that there were some naysayers in the group. So hold off on the campaign to this correctional care contractor. That actually didn't sit too well with me. It didn't sit too well with any of the individuals that were actually very, very concerned in, doing this research to help our beloved brother. I initially talked to a few people and explained what had gone on, and I don't remember exactly who it was said, well, hey, you know, you don't have to have permission from anybody to do the right thing, okay? Now, the reason that most of us feel that this will work is because we have experience in doing this. We have experience in forcing Wexford, and I must admit, I need to interject here, Wexford actually had the contract for all of the penitentiaries or all of the state prisons in the state of Pennsylvania. Wexford is housed in Pittsburgh. So we have the experience, and we were very successful at forcing Wexford to do the right thing in the state of Mississippi between many inmates, not just Jamie Scott, who was on dialysis, okay? There were several inmates, and there were some who died before anything could be done. So in the research, it shows that Wexford is not at Frackville any longer. Wexford lost their contract, and that the contract was picked up by the state and correctional health care at CCS. So, Brother Drew, do you want to chime in here, or should I continue?
Yeah, go ahead and continue, Ness. I'm just sitting here listening and putting my thoughts together, but you're
okay.
Correct, you're correct. We have to, while we're still here, because tomorrow is not promised to anybody, we have to do what we can for our brothers behind the line while we can.
Exactly. Okay, so I would like to ask people to contact these folks and call the owner, call the president of healthcare, and the director. Those numbers are in that slideshow. You can, if you can see and print that out, they're in that slideshow. Fax if you can. As that Momia is provided urgent medical care under the direction of a diabetes-trained physician and endocrinologist, demand that Momia receives a diabetic diet and not a high-carbohydrate diet, and demand that CCS stops cutting costs with the health care of inmates. And I'm reading this from www.morbay.wordpress.com. I think the link is also there in the slideshow, in the description. So here, I can just go to it and make sure that I have everything correct. Yes, visit Morbay's blog for additional information on ways to assist Mumia. That's https://// Morbay, Morbey, /2015/04/09, urgent call to action for Mamiya. I think if you just Google that, it'll pop up. So the first person, hopefully you have a pen or a pencil and some paper. first person, please call.
Please call.
Patrick Kaminsky. He is president of Correctional Healthcare at CCS. That number is 615-324-5777. Patrick Kaminsky. That's spelled Kuminsky. Email Patrick Kaminsky at patrick@ccsks.com. We've already tried that email address. It doesn't bounce back. You can fax him at 615-324-5731. We realize that they're probably closed at this hour. If you'd like to go on and call and leave a message, that's fine. Please also call back on Monday morning. This is the headquarters in Tennessee. Okay, there is also Jerry Boyle. Jerry Boyle worked for many, many years in this type of business and then decided to open a company of his own. He is the owner of CCS, owner, founder of CCS. That number is 1-800-592-2974, extension 5777. Jerry Boyle, Jerry Boyle, the owner slash founder of CCS, 1-800-592-2974, extension 5777. There you have it. There are other numbers that people are asking to call, such as directly to the prison, the governor. I'm not saying that we should stop making those calls, but I feel that we should expand to do what we know works and has worked several times in the past, which is to call the medical contractor. There are many of these contractors. I saw many complaints for this CCS company, Correctional Care Solutions. I've seen where inmates have died in their custody, you know, and this is all due to cutting costs and whatever. Like I said, it's not hard to get blood sugars regulated if you have the proper treatment. Brother Mozan?
Yes. I'm in agreement with you. As like proper treatment and diet, very important.
Yeah. And then when he's able, exercise, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm sure he was doing anyway. It's probably just that crappy prison food full of carbohydrates. And, you know, so many things can also onset diabetes. For instance, I've been reading that diet sodas, you know, drinking a lot of diet sodas. My huge concern for him is a stroke and, you know, kidney failure. So I'm very happy that you all are in agreement. There are many, many people who are in agreement and plan to make these calls on Monday morning. Oh, I left one out. There's the director of Frackville Division, CCS. Now, this individual, I believe, is right in Frackville. She would not give her entire name. She's rather nasty. Her name is Barb, B-A-R-B, if that's her name. The number is 570-773-7851. And that is a direct line. She is the director. I feel that we probably will get more results out of the president of Correctional Healthcare and the owner. But, however, if you have the time, I know a lot of you make these phone calls on your break, on your lunch hour and that kind of thing. If you have the time, call her as well and demand that Mumia Abu-Jamal gets expert health care. Now, when I went to look him up on the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, the number, his ID number is AM 8335. Apple Mango 8335. Now, I could not pull it up by Mumia Abu-Jamal. I was able to pull it up by Wesley Cook, last name Cook, C-O-O-K, Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y. Other people, and he is at Mahoney, and that's in Frankville. When you make the calls, please, when I sent an email, which I haven't gotten a response, I used the name Wesley Cook. Well, no, I used the name Mumia Abu-Jamal, the number AM8335, and then I just put a slash, also known as Wesley Cook, okay? But, I mean, however you do it, it's fine. They need to at least have that state ID number AM8335. Did I miss anything there, you guys?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's see what else we have here. There's a Dr. Cassandra Newkirk that's listed on the website. And by the way, the website is actually www.correctcaresolutions.com. That's correctcaresolutions.com. You can look on that website and see the individuals who are working there under our team. This Dr. Cassandra Newkirk is a psychiatrist, and she's been in the correction center, you know, the correction system for quite some time. I decided not to contact her, but I just say contact whomever, you know, you feel it is necessary to contact to help our brother, because it's quite obvious that he's very sick, and to have blood sugars of 700 and some, I think it was 779 if I'm not mistaken, had to have been high for quite some time. And it's just dangerous on so many levels. There is an ointment that they could give him for the eczema that would clear it up rather quickly, if indeed that was diagnosed properly as eczema. It's a very expensive medication. I'm sure that CCS probably does not want to pay for it. However, it does exist, and it does work. You know, so there are things that they can do. Just please call and ask them that they do what they're supposed to do. Ask them to live, to function under this Hippocratic oath or this oath of ethics that Brother Mosiah just read to you. Is there anything else that we'd like to cover?
Well, I'm glad you have this program, Nancy, because a lot of people take a lot of stuff for granted, and even some of the doctors and lawyers and people in the legal system, but if they see that there are people that actually care and that are watching and participating, they tend to do better. So it's good, and we need to make the phone calls and share the stuff on Facebook. That way, you know, they can see this. I mean, the people that watch, they watch it, you know, they watch to see if this brother have any support. And when they see that people is not, you know, not going to just stand idle and let this man suffer or die off, and they tend to go ahead and do the right thing. So thank you for having the program.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you're so right. When they see that there are people who care, they, well, act better, so to speak. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So that's all that I can think of. I will post this I'm certain that, you know, there will be some comeback from the brother who said, you know, to hold off on it. I personally, you know, if my brother were alive and needed this kind of help, I personally would not be holding off. Well, and I must say that I did ask whether or not this campaign could harm Mumia in any way, and I never got a response, you know, from that. I am certain there'll be some backlash from this, but I'm prepared for it. So, you know, basically bring it on. If there's nothing else, I guess we'll close. We have like about 3 minutes in the live stream, and we have 15 other minutes we could go over. But I think I've said basically all I needed to say. If you all can't think of anything that was missed.
I think we got it all.
Great, great. So that's it. There's what, a march and rally, I think, in New York tomorrow. There was also something in D.C. So there are events popping up.
Monday
all
and
over.
Monday in Houston.
Monday
in Houston as well.
Okay. Okay, great. Great. And so I'm just asking for your support. I'm asking you to make the phone calls. This is medical neglect. Diabetes is not that difficult to treat and get under control. I am not certain how he's doing, you know, at this time. But I have not heard that, you know, he is well, okay? So peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you for joining us. And we'll close now with Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And thank you, Brother Jew and Brother Mosai, for joining us tonight.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the